Reb Shimon said, "Shtei achoyus lechotzef loy mityadmois." I, according to Reb Shimon, it's shver. If the two sisters fall to you, and one sister is only yosef you midrabbonin, the rosh is only yichai v'lavin. That's all. So midiraisa, both of them fall to you lezikas yibum. And if Shimon has a pasuk, then when two sisters fall to you, there's no mitzvah at all. So you should not have to give chalitza either. How come it says when one is osam midrabbonin or chai v'lavin, there's a din of chalitza? Why? So Marasel Denechnami, midiraisa, it's true, there shouldn't be chalitza either. But it's a gzeira. Gzeira mishumitza mitzvah di'alma. It's a gzeira that people will think that if the lady that's only yosef you, midrabbonin, falls the yibum, they'll think there's no mitzvah yibum. Like people think, you know why these are going free? Not because they're two sisters falling to you, but because one is osam midrabbonin, that's why she goes out free. So it's a gzeira, therefore we say give them chalitza. For the Gemara hot tainachi, that's good, the one sister that's osam. What about the other sister? She's not a nisa of the Rabbonin, so what do you have to give her chalitza for? She's only a sister, so everybody will know the reason why she's going free is because two sisters fell to you. Gemara says, no. We have to say the sister needs chalitza, also the one that's awesome with the Rabbonin. Because if you only give one, people will know, what the people won't, they won't give the other one chalitza either. Rashi says, Mishumazel dido. The Yisra Mitzvah lost the Yitzhar. Because of the Yisra Mitzvah, we have to give chalitza to both of them. So Mar says, V'agabi erva le'gazrin. And I, by never, we don't say that, Svara. By never, we say, when two sisters fall to you, and one sister is your mother-in-law, so since she doesn't fall to Yivim at all, we say only the other one falls to you, and you can be mi'avimah. I, one will make zero mazel mishum your mother-in-law. Mar says, Shani erva, t'nigma g'mir lo yinshi v'kol isla. If the one sister is Namash Asa Tumidir Aisa, she's your mother-in-law, everybody knows about that. So everybody knows the Lach, when an Erva falls to Yuli Yibum, there's no Mrs. Yibum at all. So therefore, one sister is out of the picture. Only the other sister is falling to you. So when one sister falls to you, Pshita does the Mrs. Yibum. But over here, two sisters really are falling to you. One is on Yasim with the Rabbanin. First of all, people don't know that he's the Rabbanin, doesn't have such a big curl. So the other part here, we make Gzeus. But we're one's Mamash Asati Midiraisa, everybody knows about it, and therefore the other sister is mutter to you, there's no Gzeus. So the Mishnah. Shloisha Achim. He have three brothers. Shinayim Nisuyin Shtei Achoyis. Two of them were married to two sisters. The Yechud Mufna. And the third brother wasn't married. Meis Echud Mibali Achoyis. One of the brothers that married one sister died. The Yosabo Mufna Maimer. And now the third brother that wasn't married yet made Maimer with the first one's wife. Maimer means again he gave a kess of Kedushin, he was Mekadesha. But the Rabbonin is called his Mekadesha. The Yachakach Meis Achiv Hasheni. And now the second brother, the second sister falls to Yibim. So that's the Locha. Beisharma Yermim Ishti Imoy. Beisharma Shitur is that when you make Maimer, his Kedushin, he owes us Midiraisa. So it's considered like you're married to the first sister. Therefore, when the second sister falls to Le'ibun, you tell her like this. Ishtima, your first wife is with you. V'alazu, the second one, when the second brother dies, the second sister, Taitse, we tell the second sister goodbye. Mishumachai Sisha, you're my sister's wife. Since I made already Maima with the first sister, she's my wife. Now when my second brother died, the second sister, she can't fall to me liyibum. Beishama yod, when you make maima, it's a din diraisa, you makudish to her. The second one doesn't fall to you at all. U beisil loimrim, the loch is like beisil says, don't know, havadai, maima is only midirabonin. Midiraisa, nothing doing. Midiraisa, when your brother dies, either you make bia with her, you makai mitzis yibum. Maima means nothing midiraisa. So midiraisa, the first one is only zokh liyibum, that's all. So when the second sister falls, Lamaisa now two sisters are zokuk to you. So therefore, Basila says is Moitzias Tishto Beget of Chalitza. The first one that you gave Maimon to, you can't stay married to her anymore. You have to give her a get with the Rabbonin, because the Kedusha was only with the Rabbonin. You have to give her a get. But Avad of the Chalitza also, you're not going to stay married to her. Because Lamaisa, she's called Achoisu Kosoi. She's the sister of your other Zika. V'yeshes Achiv, and the second sister, the Chalitza, you have to give her Chalitza. And Zui Sharma, this is what we learned. Oy loyalishtoy, oy vey to your first wife, you have to get rid of her. V'yoyle alesha sachiv, and oy vey to your second sister also, you can't live with her. In other words, two sisters now have fallen to you, liyibum. And the lach is you can't live with either one of them. Even though you gave maimah to the first one, so what? You have to give her two things now, a chalitza midiraisa, and a get midirabonin, and the second sister also needs a chalitza. So the marzui lamuti mai, what's the solution of zuhi? This is the case, mashma, other case is not. Gemara says the mutei hach is comes lafukei the din of the Rabbi Yeshua. So we have din and kavosim. We don't do like Rabbi Yeshua's halacha. This is a Gemara later on the Flam test. We'll leave it for later. El ikra megalil like Rabbi Loza. So machlekes over there. We'll see later between Rabbi Yeshua and the galil like Rabbi Loza. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, is also a case like this. Oybe to the wife, oybe to the other one, and we don't hold like Rabbi Yeshua over there. We hold like Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Loza. There is an eitzah to your wife. So only over here we say oybe to your wife, oybe to eitzah zochif. Amar Rabbi Loza, loy tamer. Don't think that my mele beishamai is kind of kinyan gomer. Don't think that where beishamai shittur is when you make a mimer in your brother's wife, in your vama, that it's mamash kinyan kind of her mamash, she's mamash your wife. That means to say, the boy lafuk, let's say you want to get rid of her now. Sagla begita, that don't think to say it's mamash like a yibum, mimer alone. Now when you give her a kest of kedushin, she's your wife gomer, and the din zika goes off. And if you want to get rid of her, all you have to do is just give her a get. That's not the case. Ela maima lebeishamai ain't a kainah, no. When you gave her maima, she still called the yavama. Aval, you still have to make beer with her. Before you make beer with her, if you want to get rid of her, you have to give her chalitza. Aval, the maima is not considered like she's mamish, your kainah, gomish, she's your wife already. What does it do, though? It's like a mixas kinyan. Ela lidchais betzara bavad. It only like pushes off the second one. If you made Mimer in the first sister, now when the second brother dies and his wife, the second sister, falls to you, it's only you pushing her off. She doesn't fall to Yibum because you're a little bit attached like to the first sister. Not like Zika, it's more than Zika. It's Mimer. You have a Mixas Kinyan in her. So she's considered your wife already, but Mixas, that the second one doesn't fall Yibum because she's your wife's sister. But the first one, is she your wife 100% yet, Avadinat? You have to make Yibum, you have to make Bia with her. And then you can get rid of her with the get. But before you make bia, it's not called your wife completely. It's only enough, like, to push off the second one. Whereas we hold Zika is only midrabanan we hold. So Stam Zika doesn't make you so attached to her that midiraisa, the second one doesn't fall. But when you make maimer, then Basham holds she is attached to you, midiraisa. And Omer Rab Avin, Afana Naimatanina, we also learned like this, that Basham Yermum Yikainu. Basham holds when the two sisters felt as two brothers, if they were miyabim one, they could stay married. Is yikaimu in lechatchila loy? Mashma lechatchila not. Trash lechatchila loy miyavne. Mishum achoyz lechatchila loy.